Blog Talk Radio.
My prayer was I asked God not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance, and life will be I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church.
With you, thank you, God. Every day I'm feeling just like Sunday. Watch you fly by my side. Real light, everything is going my way. Running clean, living clean. Just let the power and I'm feeling like Friday. Heard him say, give him praise. Soon we're all, I got you acting like this. Every day go by, yeah, I don't try. Thanks to the Lord up above. Wonder why, but I've been right. I'm close and I did you myself. You know I'm doing, I'm blessed. Living every moment, no regrets. Down up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, you know I'm doing, I'm blessed. Living every moment, no regrets. Down up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. You're blessed, I'm blessed, you're blessed.
To the word at noon. I am blessed, Louis Beasley, apostle called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get right back into the lesson, but before we do that, we're going to ask let's see, Pastor Bill, he should give us a word of prayer. And we'll just be led by the Spirit.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Yes, we are blessed. We just got to receive it and believe it. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're thanking you for this day. We're thanking you, Father God, for your word. We're thanking you for those that are listening by internet, those who have called in, and we're so thankful for our pastor as he teaches the word of God. Lord, we just pray that you open up our hearts and our minds so we can receive this word as your Holy Ghost used pastor to teach, Lord. And then, Lord, bless each and every one of us as we come together and learn more of you, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, be with the sick and the shut-in, be with those who are bereaved, be with those who are going through, Father God. As the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways to acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. So, Father God, just bless each and every one as we open up our hearts and our mind to the word, and may we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise due unto you. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I received a call this morning and from Evangelist Sharon, and it was such a blessing. Also, she sent me some pictures, and I just got to share this. I said I was going to wait, but I'm going to let her do her own testifying. But I tell you, brothers and sisters, I was so blessed by that. I was just honored to see how God moved, and her testimony, I guess, what really threw it out. And here's the thing, though. You know, we started talking about being blessed on yesterday, right? And and then the thing that came out of her mouth is, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I mean, she just went on, and it was just so illuminating to my spirit. I can't wait till she come on here and share her testimony with everybody. I won't take that thunder, but it was truly a blessing and understanding that. Well, we're going to, but I had to say that today. That was just really in my spirit. It just had me kind of on fire, just knowing how God had healed her. A miracle. She'll have to tell you all about it, because I mess around here and I get to talking, and I know I'll spill the beans. So I'm going to let her tell you about it. Our foundational scripture is in Ephesians 1. And I know I told you guys that I was going to go back to Deuteronomy 28. We will. But let's go to our foundational scripture. It's Ephesians 1, and I think we read 1st, 2nd, and 3rd verses. And it reads like this. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. And that's not a misprint. He says Christ Jesus. That's important. He said, Christ, grace be to you and peace from our God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he says this, blessed be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, Paul, am under God's plan as an apostle. a special agent of Christ Jesus, writing to you, faithful believers in Ephesus. I greet you with the grace and peace poured into our lives by God our Father and our Master, Jesus Christ. How blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master, Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places of blessings in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundation, he had us in mind. Had settled on us as to be made whole and holy by his love. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. So he says, you're blessed. He blessed us. And yesterday we talked a little bit about what the word blessed really means. But when you think about it, the word blessed, it means really consecrated. It means holy. So when you say you're blessed, know that you've been touched by God. When you say you are blessed, it's not a natural thing. Matter of fact, on the other hand, it's supernatural because God had awakened something in you. That's what was so beautiful by me talking with Sister Sharon this morning. See, when you know you're blessed is when God had brought you back, when he put you at a place where nobody else can understand it. It's a divine place. That's what being blessed is. It's heavenly. You could almost say it's immoral. You could almost say it's supernatural. I mean, it's really scary to think about how blessed we are and what God did for us. So don't look at it at the physical stuff like, you know, mind and house. Oh, that's good, brothers and sisters. But when you can see it in the spirit, when you can see that you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing there is, that's something to say. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, and it's a spiritual blessing when you've been born again, when you come to a place of knowing truth, when you come to a place of understanding that it was faith that got you where you're at, your belief in God, your trust in God. That's a blessing. Amen. That's truly a blessing. The Bible says when God had created the heavens and the earth. And I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I used to read this different because after he had made man, you know, and gave him dominion over everything, back in Genesis 1, for 20, and he just did all of this stuff. And I thought, wow, man, that was awesome. But then I just left it there, and God said, go back and read it. And I went back, and I read Genesis 1, 28. It says this, then God blessed them. See, God wasn't done with his work. After he had created man and woman, then he turned around and blessed them. That was the conclusion. That was the conclusion of mankind. It wasn't just he made him breathe into his nostrils. No, what brought it all to a close is when God blessed them. I saw things differently. God blessed man. The Bible says it, and he blessed them. And then he told them to be fruitful and multiply. To the earth. I'm going to put everything under your control. That the birds, everything that fly is going to be under you. Everything that swims going to be under your control. Everything that breathes going to be under your control. You blessed. I'm giving you control. But now here's the requirement. That's why I got to go to Deuteronomy. See, because you won't get this unless you go to Deuteronomy. God bless us, but there's a requirement. And really, there's about 21 blessings here. We're not going to go over all of them. But there's 21 blessings in Deuteronomy 28. And the 21 blessings has to do with obedience. But before we get into the 21, let's understand that there was condition. So he says, if. He says, if. Now, this is what you got to look for. See, if is a conditional word. It's predicated on you doing this or you doing that, and it's a possibility, because if you don't do this, you may not receive these blessings. But if you'll do this and you'll do that, then you can receive these blessings. So he says, we'll start with verses 28, and we'll read, I'm going to see how far we want to go here. Well, we can always come back and read the rest of it. Deuteronomy 28:1, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all of this commandment which I have commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all of these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now, you got to understand that part first. That means if you'll get in the Word and the Word get in you, you can ask anything. That's condition. That's another condition. Now, if you abide in my Word and my Word abide in you. See, when you're abiding in the Word of God, you're listening to God. But before I explain that, I'm going to let Pastor go ahead on and read these verses. Because the second verse says, and all of these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord. That's the first two verses.
Okay, Pastor, reading from the Message Bible. If you listen obediently to the voice of God, your God, and heartily obey all his commandments that I command you today, God, your God, will place you on high, high above all the nations of the world. All these blessings will come down on you and spread out beyond you, because you have responded to the voice of God, your God. Amen.
Yeah. See, so if you will observe, pay attention, and you continue in the Word of God, you continue in that faith, these things that's going to happen to you, they're going to happen. But there's a condition for this. And he said, first of all, if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord. I mean, you got to pay attention to God's voice. And the only way you can pay attention to God's voice is in the Word of God, brothers and sisters. If you will observe to do all of his commandments, that's the Word of God. Some people, they want to hear an audible voice. You don't need to hear that. You need to hear what's in the Word of God. And as you hear what's in the Word of God, you'll watch the Word of God come alive. It will be illuminated if you'll just stay there and be patient and listen. Then, if you walk in his ways, that's what verse 9 talks about. He says, if you'll do not go aside from any of the Word of God. I was talking to somebody today, Yes. They said, you know what? I'm not going to let anything separate me from the word of God. Then I thought about Romans, I think it's 8. We'll go there. And you got to have this attitude. Now, you got to get this attitude, brothers and sisters, when you talk about walking in faith. When you're talking about walking for God, this has to be your attitude. See, one thing I learned about Jesus, God didn't give Jesus no special privilege because he was his son. He didn't get no special privilege because he was his son. No. He was here alone. He had to do it with faith. So everything he did was by faith. But it was Jesus' attitude. And when I look at his attitude, man, it blows me away. In Romans 8, I guess I'll find it here in this Bible. In Romans 8, but it was all about his attitude. He had got an attitude that he wasn't going to let nothing separate him from God. You know, sometimes people let money, sometimes people let people, all kinds of things separate you from the word of God. You can't do that. You can't afford that. You can't afford to let nothing separate you. It's not even an option what's going to separate you from love of God, which is in his word. You make a decision that, you know what, I'm staying with the word of God no matter what. He says in the Romans 8:31 reads like this. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Let me read that again. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him all things freely give us all things? Give us all things. That's free from sin, free from everything. Who shall lay anything to his charge of God elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who shall also make intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness, or pearl, or sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him. And then the 38th verse is what gets me. He says, for I am persuaded that neither death, see, this got to be your attitude right here, neither death nor life, not even life, nor even angels. You know anything about angels? They make angels so tall and so humongous that every time you see an angel, the angel has to tell you, fear not, because they're so humongous and they're so dangerous and so devastating. He said, I'm not going to let angels, I'm not going to let principalities, all these evil spirits. See, this has to be attitude. Nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Mm-hmm. Not even the height, not even the depth. You know, there's some part of the ocean, there's no bottom. He said, I'm going to let nothing, nor even creatures. They ain't made nothing yet. Shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That has to be your attitude. That has to be your attitude. That you ain't going to let nothing separate. That's why when Christ came, he didn't let nothing separate him from God.
Amen.
He kept the love of God in his heart, and he walked with faith. And that's what pleases God.
You
care to read that passage out of the Messenger Bible?
Yes, Pastor. Amen. Romans 8:31-38. So what do you think? With God on your side like this, how can we lose? God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son. Is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? And who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? Who would dare even to point a finger? The one who died for us, who was raised to life for us, is in the presence of God at this very moment, sticking up for us. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way. No trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in Scripture. They kill us in cold blood because they hate you. We're sitting ducks. They pick us off one by one. None of this fazes us because Jesus loves us, absolutely convinced that nothing, nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. Amen, amen.
So you see, that's the attitude you got to have. So when he tells us, now it shall come to pass, if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord, your God, and you will observe carefully all of his commandments, which is the word of God, he's talking about right now, the Lord your God will set you above. Now, what that means is above whatever's in your circle. Now, what you said, get it like that. Whatever, when people have doubt and unbelief, God said, you know what? It's above all of that. And they'll see. They'll see that I'm your God. Because I'm going to set you on high above all nations, above all the earth. And these blessings shall come upon you and overtake ye. Remember we were talking yesterday in Psalms 5:12? For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield. Man, when you get that surround sound, I don't care which way you go, you're gonna hear it. Well, that's the way God's blessings is. I don't care which way you go, what somebody try to do to you, it don't matter.
Yeah,
you're going
to
have that surrounding blessing. And so he says, blessed shall be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. Doesn't matter where you go. Blessed shall you be the fruit of your body. And that just don't mean having babies, y'all. That means God put healing there. where other people wouldn't get healed, God will heal you. I know the same thing took folks out, God letting people live with it.
They'll
produce the ground. I'm talking about the ground you walk on. He says you're going to have increase in your herd and increase in your cattle and the outsprings of your flock. That's how God blesses. He knows how to bless us on the offspring. We got divine favor in whichever way you go. Blessed shall be your basket and your, you got a kneeling bowl. I mean, every part of you going to be blessed. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. You ain't got to worry about no straight booty. See, let me tell you what. God have angels. You know, I'm going to stop right here. Because if you don't understand anything, understand this. The Lord will command a blessing. And I had to stop right there. God said, I'm command a blessing. Now, can you imagine when God says something, it's going to happen. He said, I'm going to command the blessings on you in your storehouse and all that which you set in your hand. He said, I'm going to command blessings. When God commands the waters to be divided, when God commanded that the waters stand up like giant walls and the children of Israel walk through on dry land, when God commanded that fish became fish, bread became bread, and had fed 5,000 folks, and there was still 12 baskets left, when God commanded ravens to go down, don't get me preaching up in here. When God commands something, it's going to happen. He says, the Lord is going to command the blessing to come to your house.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, we're at a point, if anybody have any comments, press 1, and we'll let you in. Anybody have anything they want to share, press 1, and we'll let you in. And I thank God for yesterday for all the different testimonies and Pastor Marilyn and also Evangelist Lori from California. I thank God for all you all, those that did speak and those that didn't, had somebody email me and said they really enjoyed the broadcast on yesterday. But I want you to know, brothers and sisters, when you say you are blessed, simply means God is in your life. God is doing something. I can give you a whole lot of definition, but at the end of the day, like Charlie said, you know, he blessed because God allowed him to get back to a place. That is so beautiful. He had asked God. See, a lot of times folks think, oh, you got to go to church, you got to do this. No, he just told God, Lord, if you don't let the devil kill me out here, just give me a chance to get back to you. He said, I'll let the world know that you are a blessed God. And he did. He kept his promise. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm going to tell you something. If you promise God something, keep your promise. Don't make a vow and don't keep it. If you're going to vow to God and you recognize his power, you recognize how you've been blessed, then you need to tell somebody. And don't forget on Thursday, we're going to have Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. And we're going to have Thankful Thursday. And if anybody wants to thank God for a particular scripture or anything he's done, we want you to do that. And like I said, hopefully Evangelist Sharon, she's going to give y'all her testimony. I can't wait to hear it. I'm not going to steal the thunder. But like I said, she truly blessed me this morning, because it was, when I say that, I'm talking divinely, okay? That's what I'm talking about. God is part of it. And it's truly a blessing. So I don't like to put people on the spot. I'm going to ask her when she will just give her testimony. I think you don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss this evangelist sharing testimony. It's powerful. And what God did to her, I think about Evangelist Renee, how God healed her foot and brought her foot back alive. God didn't just stop there. He keep on. Different people been on this broadcast have told me and have shared with you guys, too. And this is just another one of those blessings. Okay, if anybody have anything to share, press 1. Hallelujah. And we'll... Hallelujah. Anyone.
To read.
You have anything you want to share?
Pastor, I want to read Deuteronomy 28:13.
Okay, hold on, Pastor. Hold on. This is Pastor Evangelist Marilyn. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. How's everyone?
Blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I wanted to ask, what am I supposed to be praying for? Because Pastor, I don't know if it's something that's going on in my spirit or your spirit, or you know, it's something that I'm supposed to be praying for you. So that's what I need to know.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Pastor Bill.
Pastor Bell?
Pastor Beasley.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Okay, hallelujah. Just pray I get more revelation of God's word.
So
I thought yesterday the lady was talking about prayer. I thought that's what you were referring to. And being in agreement with her that the Lord would just, that's evangelist Warren from California, that God, you know, grant to her the visitation of fire, or, let's see, I don't know, she may say something or whatever, but she definitely was asking for prayer, and I'm believing for that.
Yes.
I'm believing with you for that. I'm believing also for your healing. Don't know what exactly. I was just trying to find out what exactly what to pray for. That's all.
Okay.
So Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you honor and glory for today is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, I lift up Pastor Beasley. I lift up Pastor Bill also, but I lift up Pastor Beasley, and I ask you to bless him, Lord. I ask you to bless him indeed. There are things that only you know, Lord God, that is on his heart. There are things that only you know, Lord God, that's going on in his body. But, Lord, you are God, and because you are God and God alone, and there is no other God beside you, beneath you, above you, below you, that you are the God of his salvation. So, therefore, Lord God, I pray for whatever healing that he needs. I pray for manifestation of it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. I pray for more and more revelation of you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, I'm in agreement for every prayer that he's praying on today, for everyone that he's praying for. I'm in agreement that it shall manifest. Whatever it is, it is for their good. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I lift up Pastor Bell to you, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that she is on this line and she's faithful, a faithful servant with Pastor Bell. And I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. I thank you, Lord God, that you are moving and directing them in the path that you would have them to go. So I thank you, Lord God, that everyone that's on this prayer line is blessed and shall be blessed because of them. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Okay, amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Amen. You really see that. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God and thank God. And we thank God for you being obedient. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I just wanted to read Deuteronomy 28 and 13 from the King James and also from the New Living Translation. It says, "And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them." From the New Living, "If you listen to these commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today, and if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will always be on top and never at the bottom." Amen, amen. Praise God. Thank God for the word.
Amen, amen. Anyone else? Thank you so much, Pastor.
Yes, God bless.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you all. Tomorrow we'll either conclude or continue this message about faith, about the scriptures of blessings. And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, well, I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit share that in a different light, because a lot of people don't get it. God has blessed us. Christ has been redeemed for us, because he became the curse. So anything that's a curse, including sin and everything, goes along. Well, Jesus paid that.
Thank
so you're no
Lord.
Longer cursed. You're blessed.
Thank you, Lord, thank you.
Because he took the curse. So if he took all the curse, the only thing was left was blessing. See, Adam gave up his blessings and he received the curses. So God said, okay, I got to get the blessing to the curse. And that's why Jesus came back. Okay. Well, hey, guys, I'll see you all on tomorrow for another blessed broadcast.
God bless. Amen.